This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
That's Robin Thicke and Magic here on Joy 94.9, the Hump Day crew on a Wednesday morning, 10 minutes past 8. And God, after having those Mr. Gay Australia contestants in here, I need something to help me get through that.
Got my water here for me.
Well, I thought maybe a threesome would help.
A threesome?
Yeah.
But to cool things down.
To cool things down, or maybe to heat things up a little bit more. But we're going to have one of the biggest threesomes possible. We're going to form the biggest pink triangle possible. On the line right now, we have Jonathan in the UK and Gabriel in the US. They're the two hosts of Calling Long Distance. How are we, boys?
Hello from London.
And hello from Los Angeles. Hi, everybody.
Oh, wow. It's really happening.
We're all getting excited just from accents. You don't have to say anything else now. So, guys, tell us a little bit about your show and how it started.
Well, basically, we have the only podcast show to come from London and LA at the same time. we began it a couple of years ago, and we just did our 100th show.
How exciting. And I believe you had a couple of special guests on the show.
Oh, yeah. We had one special guest on the show. It was Kathy Griffin. Is she famous over there?
Yes, she is. Yes, we know who she is. Mm. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. Multi-Emmy award-winning actress and comedian Kathy Griffin.
Yeah,
I don't know
it was amazing
she is.
To have her on. She's really funny.
Wow, that's amazing. Now, how did you guys actually get to know each other? Did you both live in the same country, or how did you first meet?
We did at one point. We were actually, many years ago, both studying Italian in Milan, of all places. And I didn't know Gabriel at all. I was just over there with my best friend. And he went and got himself a boyfriend, which meant I had to go out and find myself a new friend. And a Dutch friend of ours, she was like, well, why don't you come to my house party? There's this American guy you should meet. And I was like, please, I might need friends, but I certainly do not need to be friends with an American.
And the British and the Brits are everywhere, so they're just like constantly in my life. So I was like, well, whatever, add another Brit to the list, I suppose. So let's go.
We got drunk and hit it off as friends immediately. So
wow,
yeah.
Cool. And now you've got a radio show. Very, very cool. Now tell us what's the weather like over there in your two countries at the moment.
Well, Gabe, you can go first because you'll have better news.
Okay, no, it's really hot today in L.A. The sky is gorgeous blue, and I'm just desperate to get in the swimming pool, actually, because it's really, really warm. September is always the hottest month in L.A. I don't know why, but it is, so it's beautiful.
And John,
yeah, London's the same. Ditto.
Yeah, we can tell you're lying. Yeah.
Jonathan, I'm originally from across the water from you, and I believe that Ireland and England have had, I've been told, the wettest since they've started recording weather ever. Weather summer.
It's true. It's so depressing. I cycle everywhere in London because it's the fastest way to move around, and I just seem to have spent the whole summer getting rained on my bike. It's awful. I can't stand it.
And you just have to stay there because you have to do your show from London. Otherwise, you'd be in Los Angeles with Gabe. Is that right?
Exactly. You know what? Well, there are plans afoot, and we are kind of wondering what on earth we're going to do with the show if we end up in the same place. So we're kind of working on a plan B right now.
I'll tell you what you can do. You can just lie. It's pretty easy. You don't have any London noises in the background or anything, do you?
No, not usually. Sometimes we do a kind of location report where it's quite clear. Usually, if Gabe's outside, you can hear choppers and police cars. So it kind of gives away that he's in LA.
Boys, you seem to know a lot about your own countries. What do you know about Australia?
Do you know?
The blank is drawn. Actually, I went to Sydney.
Oh, you've been to Sydney? Was that for Mardi Gras?
You go ahead. I've never been there for Mardi Gras, no. Have you, Jonathan?
No, I haven't been to Australia at all. Do you know what? I haven't even, with an Australian guy, not even in London.
I've never had the pleasure of having a little Australian man calling on me at my home, but I have been to Sydney, and actually, my grandfather and I sailed up the Great Barrier Reef up to Townsville. I think it's called Townsville.
Yes.
It's a small little town up north, but anyway. Is that right?
Yes.
Townsville?
Yeah, it's right up the north of Queensland.
Yeah, so, but that was years ago, but I'm desperate to go back. So, I mean, it's you know, it's a beautiful, Sydney's beautiful, but Australia's a great place.
I was thinking that maybe you could send me some of the Mr. Gay Australia finalists.
They're mine. Back off.
Yeah.
You can have my slot.
I think you guys...
Those guys were so hot, they turned
ginny. I think you guys should make them wrestle around in oil.
Oh, we will. You can have my sloppy seconds once I'm finished with them, if that's okay.
That's fine by me.
How did you end up with an Irish guy on your show? I'm really confused. I was listening to him through the traffic.
What we did was we went to the immigration office, Adam did actually, and he picked Raz and I, and Raz actually unfortunately kept his accent. I had to put on this one because I'm originally Sri Lankan.
Wait a second. So who does the weather report? Because that guy sounds hot.
That's Raz.
The weather. That was David.
Oh, no. That's David. David. Yeah, David.
Well, yeah, I just do the traffic. You mean the traffic. The guy who does the traffic sounds hot.
Yeah, I mean the traffic. Yeah.
Yeah, that's me. I'm hot.
No, who's who in your Facebook pictures? Because I saw you guys in the Facebook group.
Who's the blonde guy?
Ads is the blonde guy. That's me.
And I'm the big hairy bear.
Hi.
And I'm the only girl there. Well.
Jenny.
That's Ginny with the cap on.
Now, very quickly, I have to ask you, guys, apparently Neighbours is really big in London. Is that true? As in the TV show?
Yeah, it is. You know, I have to say that really my only experience of Australian culture has been Neighbours and Home and Away my whole life. And it's been such a massive show here since I was like 12 and obviously, of course, made Kylie the huge star that she is in the UK.
And plenty of others.
Yeah, and plenty of others. And now they've both moved to the same channel and they run back to back.
Oh, I didn't know that. They're still on opposing channels over here and probably always will be. But yeah, I think, you know, it's a big sort of another Sydney-Melbourne thing, you know. Everyone in Melbourne is Neighbours and everyone in Sydney is Home and Away, more or less, you know. But that's really what brought me over here.
We have two soaps here. We've got Coronation Street and EastEnders, and they're kind of the north-south soaps that are always up against each other. And there's a real northern following for Coronation Street and a real kind of southern, southeastern following for EastEnders.
Yeah, there's sometimes like battles. People go out and have fights. It's like the EastEnders gang get up and have a big war against the Corrie gang, don't they?
They don't need soap operas to do that in this country. Anything. Football, taxes, they'll have a fight.
Boys, now I'm thinking of going travelling later on this next year. I need to know, are the gay boys hotter in LA or are they hotter in London?
London.
No, Los Angeles.
No bias or anything.
Sorry.
You know, I have to say that the grass is always greener, and I personally always have a lot more success when I'm visiting Gabriel.
Oh, okay.
It's true, but you know what? The Los Angeles boys, everyone down here... I don't know. There's a particular something about the Los Angeles boys, and everybody wants to be accepted and loved. So it's if you're looking for that sort of an adventure, I think you might have a better success in L.A.
Now, boys,
LA's like a big sushi store. All the guys just go along the conveyor, and you can just lift the lids on the ones you like to look at.
Now, boys, I'm going to try and draw an unbiased opinion from you. What are the girls like in London and L.A.? That's going to be unbiased.
I don't know what you mean by that.
Who cares?
I don't know.
Listen, I personally, and I'm probably going to get shot down for saying this, but I really, I mean, who am I to say anyway, because I'm as gay as they come, but really, I'm not sure if British girls are the prettiest on the planet.
But you know, London's off my list of travels.
But I think you're right, Jonathan, that is true. But you know what? But people in LA, I think, I don't know. I've been all over the place, and I have to say that Los Angeles really does have the highest concentration of beautiful people. But I think because everyone wants to be in television and film, and so you have to look good here.
But don't you have the most cosmetic surgeons in the world in LA as well?
Duh, yeah. How do you think we all look good here?
Exactly.
Gabe owes them thousands of dollars.
Botox, it's so cheap. There's, like, little... You don't even have to go... There's just, like, little, like...
Botox vending machines.
Stop on the beach that you can get Botox.
Wow.
Oh, dear. Well, boys, thank you very much for taking the time to chat to us this morning. Or whatever. It's probably night there, isn't it?
It is. For me, it's 20 past 11 in the evening. I'm about to get a book out.
Oh, it sounds like a riveting gay life in London.
Yeah, what do you do on a wet Wednesday night anyway? So, thanks for joining us. Listen, if you want to check out our shows, then go to callinglongdistance.net and you can hear a lot more of our ramble and more uncensored, I would say.
Yes. Yeah. I believe there's a recent show all about cock rings. Sounds fascinating.
It's one of the trilogy.
Oh, great. Another threesome.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much for having us on,
guys. Bye. That's callinglongdistance.net if you want to check out more information on Jonathan from London and Gabrielle from LA.
They do sound hot.
They do, and they've clearly influenced where I'm going to travel, so London, LA off my list.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.